Welcome to this audio recording by the World Affairs Council of Dallas-Fort Worth. I'm Jim Falk, President of the Council. We are a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to promoting public awareness of global issues and the ways in which they affect the Dallas-Fort Worth region. Become a member today at dfwworld.org and help us connect North Texas with the world. This podcast is made possible through the generous support of Haynes & Boone, LLP. We hope you enjoy it.
I don't know which of them I would say fascinated me most or I enjoyed most, but in many ways, I think Augustus St. Gaudens, the sculptor, the immigrant shoemaker's son, is the one that is so appealing because it's such an American story of rising up from nothing to become something quite miraculous. He was in Paris three different times, first as a student, then as a young married American with his bride, Gussie St. Gaudens, as she was called. And then later when he was back, just at the turn of the century, from 1899, 1900, to do his great Sherman masterpiece, the Equestrian Sherman in New York. When he knew it was time to come home, he wrote a letter to a friend, another artist, a painter named Will Lowe. And here's what he wrote, because I think it says so much about all of them. In effect, it's the summing up that could be offered from all of them as what made the events and the time there so important to them personally and to our country. "Dear old fellow," St. Gaudens told Will Lowe, "coming back to Paris has been a wonderful experience and surprising in many respects, one of which was to find how much of an American I am. I belong to America," he continued. "This is my home." So much that he'd found unbearable about New York before was now exactly what he longed for. He was unabashedly homesick. "The elevated road dropping all oil and ashes on the idiot below," he wrote in New York, "the cable cars, the telegraph poles, the skyline and all that have become dear to me." Everything he was trying to get away from. "To say nothing of attractive friends, the scenery, the smell of the earth, the peculiar smell of America. Up to my visit here, I felt as if I was working in a fog. I knew not where I was. This is dispelled. I see now my ground clearly. I have acquired a strange feeling of confidence that I never have felt before, and which, oh, irony, may mean that I am losing ground, and together with a respect for what we are doing at home. In fact, I shall return home a burning, hot-headed patriot." These were not people escaping their country because they were disenchanted with it. This is not the lost generation. These are people whose love of their country is one of the propelling spurs for them to go in the first place and then to come back and give back so much that they've learned, and how very much we can learn from them.
For more information about the World Affairs Council of Dallas-Fort Worth, visit them on the web at www.dfwworld.org.